Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So I wanted to tell you about a very special man, and this man's name was Millard Fuller. Has anybody heard of him before? Probably not, no. So Millard Fuller started an organization called Habitat for Humanity. And what Habitat for Humanity does is it builds homes or helps repair homes for people who otherwise couldn't afford it. So it helps them so that they can have a roof over their head and a safe home. But Millard Fuller, when he was in his 20s, when he was 29, he was a millionaire. He had lots and lots of money, and he had lots and lots of stuff. But he wasn't happy. In fact, his family was falling apart. He and his wife were having problems, and things were just not going well in his life. Even though he had all of this money, he wasn't happy. And that was when he rediscovered Jesus, because he had known about Jesus, but he hadn't been listening to Jesus. He hadn't been following Jesus for a while. And once he started following Jesus again, he felt like God wanted him to give up everything. And so they sold everything they had. They gave the money to the poor, and they started searching for what God wanted them to do. And God led them to start Habitat for Humanity. And now Habitat for Humanity has built or repaired over 800,000 homes for people. All those people have a safe place to live because Millard Fuller listened to God. Now, you may wonder why I'm telling you that story today. It's because it sounds a little bit similar to a story we read in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 19, this rich young man came up to Jesus, and he asked him what he had to do to get eternal life. And so Jesus told him to follow the commandments. You know, we talked about the Ten Commandments this summer. Jesus told him to follow the commandments. And he said, well, I've done all of that. What else do I need to do to get eternal life? And that was when Jesus told him to sell everything he had, to give the money to the poor, and to follow Jesus. Well, the man walked away because he wasn't willing to give up everything he had. And Jesus told the disciples how hard it was for the rich to be part of the kingdom of heaven. Now, here's the thing. You may not have tons and tons of money, but we are all rich. If you look at all the people that live in this world, we don't have to worry about having a roof over our head or food to eat, and we are rich. And sometimes God asks us to give up things. God may ask us to give money or time or even give up some of our stuff to help people who need help, to help people who are less fortunate than us and who need food or clothes. God may ask us to give up things. But when we listen to God, God can do amazing things with what we do. God is probably not going to ask you to give up all of your stuff. But God may ask you to be kind to a bully or to give up some of your toys to give to somebody else who doesn't have any. There are things that God may ask you to do that are hard. But if you follow God and you listen to him, not only will he take care of you, but he'll do amazing things through you. Now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for all of our blessings. Thank you that we don't have to worry about where our next meal is coming from or where we're going to sleep tonight. Help us to always listen to you. Help us to follow what you tell us to do, even if it sometimes means giving up our stuff. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.